I came back from a protest yesterday, and we started bullhorning in the middle of Pukekohe. It's a little town, not too far south of Auckland, right where I live. And within, I think maybe 30 seconds of starting to bullhorn, the guy from the Stirling Sports Pukekohe, goodness knows what his name is, but he's a douche anyway, comes out. And he says, "You don't have permission to do this. It's free speech, sir. This is a public road." He says, "No, it's not." And I go, "Really? Is it a private road? Do you own it?" He's like, "Well, I'm going to call the cops on you." I go, "Call the cops, mate. Freaking scumbag." You know? What is it about people these days? They love their own freaking enslavement. They hate people who speak the truth. They hate people disrupting their important little businesses just to do, you know, things like, I don't know, maybe expose the fact that you're not going to have any privacy anymore and you're going to be ruthlessly criminally enslaved by a bunch of freaking scumbags in the parliament that you elected based upon lies and BS and selling out the entire country and everybody's particular freedoms that all of your ancestors freaking died to secure for you. And you want to call the cops on me? You know what I found very interesting about the cop that came out to me? He was English. You know? And I was just, at the time, talking to him, you know, he's a relatively nice cop. He told us to turn the cameras off. I wasn't going to turn those freaking cameras off. You know? He tell my cameraman, Vince, turn that camera off. And I go, "Don't turn that camera off." You know why? Because every single time where you turn the camera off, they start acting like scum. All right, and they start violating your rights, and they use it as an excuse to start manhandling you. Every time. All right, that's why I no longer turn the cameras off when they ask me to. I just go, no, I'm just going to be perfectly respectful and amicable with you, sir, and if you've got nothing to hide, you got nothing to worry about. So let's just have a nice, friendly conversation, and that's precisely what we did. And that's something that I've noticed is the difference between New Zealand-born cops and English-born cops that are here in New Zealand now. Is that the English ones will actually talk to you and try to, you know, have a discussion. The New Zealand-born cops, on the other hand, they start being a dick right away. Shoving you, ordering you around, bossing you around, like they're little frickin' thug jackboot pieces of trash. You know, boss round protesters. Shove them for absolutely no reason. I remember I was at a TPPA protest, a Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, which is going to basically destroy this entire country's local economy and enslave us to the New World Order. And what elderly protester was walking through the police lines. You know, everybody was told to get on the other side of the police line. So she was walking to the other side of the police line. And this big frack-off cop, taller than me, okay? I'm 6'4". I'm pretty massive, and this guy was taller than me. Shoves her viciously through the police line, and she comes right at me. And you know, if I actually hadn't been there for her to crash into, like big, chubby and soft as I am, she would have fallen on the ground and maybe even smashed her teeth out. Okay? Wow. I hate New Zealand cops. I prefer English cops that are in New Zealand, okay, for this very reason. They're thugs. They're real scum. I don't want to insult all New Zealand cops by this, and I don't want to tar you all with the brush, but you, if you're a good cop and you see this happening and you don't do anything to stop it, you're just as freaking culpable. So that's why I say all New Zealand cops are scum, because you either treat us like trash, or you let us be treated like trash, which means you are the trash. Don't you forget it. Don't you forget who the bad people are. It is not the criminals that you, the alleged criminals that you're bossing around and shoving at protests. It's you. Only you. Wake up. Wake the frack up. Start doing something good for your community instead of oppressing them, acting like an animated uniform and an extension of the state, as David Icke would say. I just had to get that off my chest because it really Fs me off to no end. All right, Janet, I'm sorry. I just went off on a tangent rant.
Oh, you're known to do that, Vinny, and it's always a pleasure to be a witness to one of those tangent rants. You know, just to inject my perspective here, as to why New Zealand cops would be so particularly nasty. I think there's like a giant sort of Stockholm syndrome going on with police. You know, they basically signed up to be the enforcement arm of a, you know, of a corrupt power broker, which is the state, okay? And they know it. And I want to give a little story as to how I know they know it. I was here in Mexico, and there was a bunch of expats sort of sitting around, and some guy I'd never seen before, and I go, hey, you know, retired? He goes, yeah, I'm retired. He goes, retired from the police. I go, really? You retired from the police? When'd you retire? He goes, oh, like 2002. I thought, I'm thinking this after 9/11. And I said, well, you know, how do you like it down here? He goes, great. He goes, you, what do you do? I go, I'm a reporter. And suddenly his whole aspect changed, and he's kind of, his eyes are darting around, and it lowers his voice. He goes, you're a reporter. He says, then you know what's going on. I felt so sorry for him. I mean, he left. He exercised his conscience, and rather than become an enforcement arm of evil and abuse, he left the force. But he saw what was going on, and he knew. And he wanted to make sure. He says, you know what's going on then. And you know what's going on is they're violating people's rights. You know, they're falsely arresting people. They're setting people up. Just the other day, I got an email from a guardianship reform activist named Marty Pren, who's out in the Midwest. And, you know, they tried to set him up on fake drug charges. I mean, I experienced that, too. It's one of the reasons, you know, behind my decision to leave my country. I don't use drugs. So, you know, I come home and there's, you know, drugs all over my house and I'm freaking out and the police show up. You know, it's a dangerous scenario. So, you know, so we have police knowingly basically trying to criminalize innocent people, assaulting innocent people. And so, you know, at some point, whatever sort of little tiny mote of a conscience they still have left that hasn't been sort of, you know, processed out of them through their police training, you know, kind of kicks in, and so they become even more abusive because they're basically, they signed on to it. This is their job. This is what they do, and it makes them very angry, and so they take it out on us. Stockholm syndrome. That's what I think.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of these things that I think people need to really get their head around. If somebody has a uniform, that person loses their mind eventually. And my good friend Grace Hayden, she's a 15-year prosecuting sergeant for the New Zealand Police. Incredible woman. Really good at her job. And she said on this show in 2010 that the New Zealand Police are so corrupt, that you will either become corrupt like them or you will leave. And she left. You know, so there's a lesson to you. Any police watching this, I know that the police do watch these videos. In fact, I've called up the cop station and asked them what they thought of them, and they go, hang up the phone on me. Run, you cockroach. I just want to encourage them to leave and turn whistleblower. All right, basically. You know that you've been exposed to training protocols that are against your good conscience, if you got one. Come out. Go public. Start up a YouTube channel. I don't care. Contact me. Slip me some information. I will not reveal who you are or what your name is or anything like that. I don't do that kind of thing. I don't reveal my sources like any good chef. And, I'll get the information out for you about what the real training protocols are, about how corrupt the police as an institution truly is in this country and in any other. Okay? I don't want to live in a country where the people who are supposed to keep you safe are indeed the ones who make you most afraid of all. I'm actually really afraid of police, Janet. I'm really afraid of judges too, and I'm really afraid of criminal gangs, which incidentally the police are, you know, and it's for the same reason. that I fear judges, police, and gangs is because they're deceptive. You can't trust anything that they say. And they have no respect for the rule of law. And in the case of just the police and the gangs, they're violent. You know, they have no qualms about using violence against you. I don't like my personal space being violated. I haven't laid a hand on anybody since I was 15 years old when I decided that I didn't like want to be a violent person anymore. You know, I was really, really violent up until that age, all the time. And now I can't deal with it at all. You know, that sense of enraged, inflamed sensation you get when somebody messes with you and you know that there's nothing you can do back to them, you know? If a cop smacks you in the face for no absolute reason and you smack him back, instead of what should happen, which is he gets haymakered and gets knocked out and the rest of the other cops laugh at him for being such a douchebag for smacking you in the first place for no reason, all of them will jump on you like a gang, kick your teeth out, gouge an eye out or something like that, and just be absolutely vicious, taser you, mace you, that kind of thing. That's how you know that you're a slave, when you can't defend yourself against somebody who's acting unlawfully. The day that I realize that I'm free will be the day that a cop assaults me and I knock him out and nothing happens to me. That will be the day that I realize that I'm free finally.
I do want to say that it was very astute of you to include judges in that list, because judges actually are the law. You know, they are there actually to uphold and support the law, but they don't anymore. They are the law. So they are issuing absolutely corrupt, malicious, and illegal decisions. And once again, your ability to redress that has been terribly mitigated in the U.S. I have a lot of articles concerning this on my website. It is, you know, legal corruption is one of the issues that I really focus on.